What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You are listening to Rental Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kevin Deers. Just a quick note before we get into this episode with Brendan from Incendiary. There was a little bit of an issue with my Wi-Fi. I originally recorded this on Zoom. I wanted to make it a video. My Wi-Fi was being trash and cut off a little bit where we were saying goodbye in the end. So if it sounds weird to you, don't be alarmed. Just trying to make do here. So anyways, here is the episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, an interview checking in with our homie from Incendiary in New York City. It's Brendan here on Metal Shop.
All right. This is Wednesday afternoon here in Seattle. It's 4 p.m., but it is 7 p.m. where I'm talking to Brendan from Incendiary. He's hanging out in New York City right now. Dude, how's things going on your end, man? Things are kind
of man?
West Coast here. In New York City, what's life like for you?
Yeah, it's not the best place in the world to be right now. It's kind of crazy. There's definitely a sort of a weird vibe. So I'm in Brooklyn and you know, as you know, the New York City is sort of ground zero for what's going on here. And like, you know, I think it's people are more or less following the rules. But I think, you know, it's just has an eerie sort of quiet vibe about it. Everyone I think is doing the best they can. And besides going outside for like either a jog or walking the dog, we're inside and just trying to follow the rules and keep our sanity.
So are you, have you been kind of like furloughed from your job or are you working from home? What's your day to day look like?
Yeah, I'm really lucky, man. So I can do my job from home. Awesome. Everyone is still doing it. It's kind of business as usual-ish. Everyone's kind of adjusting to the new normal. And I think we're just trying to come up with like a routine, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like keep some semblance of normalcy.
How's that? How do you like working from home? And is it difficult for you when you're like, man, I could go and watch this Netflix or sleep in a little bit more? Is it hard to stay like busy? And is it hard to stay on task? I mean,
it's interesting, right? Like, cause sometimes it's both ways. Like sometimes it's like that, like where it's a lot of like, you know, you're tempted by not doing stuff. And then sometimes it's the opposite where it's like, you can kind of always be doing something just because of the proximity to your computer and everything. Yeah. Like I found that, so I have like a little tiny, like home office. And I found that like having that be like sort of like my area, like this is work. And then when I leave that, like this is not work, almost like, you know, like a mini commute, like it helps to organize it in my head. So it's just about like having that routine and, you know, staying straight ahead basically on it. But yeah, it can be tempting sometimes, man.
Cause you still got to maintain a work-life balance, right? Like
that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. But, and then, you know, with the bands, like we're just, we've been actually like using a lot of the tools that are out there, like Zoom and like Hangouts and stuff, and just trying to like, you know, keep in touch and get on the same page with everybody. And like everyone actually hung out on Saturday night and just like chilled and had some drinks and just was like good to see everybody and talk shop and like keep everybody posted on what's going on.
So you had like an Incendiary hangout on Saturday night, exactly. Just having some drinks.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Because like we were texting and, you know, we obviously have a group chat like every other band and we were like, this sucks. Like, you know, I want to hang out. So yeah, we just did like I don't remember what it was, like either Zoom or Skype or something, or Hangouts, and just, you know, like caught up to speed with everybody. But it's crazy. I've actually been doing that a lot.
Nice.
I think a lot of people are, just to kind of like keep my sanity. And me and my wife have been like using like different sort of video chat things just to like check in on people and say what's up. And it's been really nice. I think it's keeping everybody's sort of collective sanity together. You know what I mean? So we've been doing that a lot.
I dig that, man. And this necessity is kind of breeding creativity. And I don't know if you had a chance, but like bands like Dropkick Murphys do live sets. Code Orange did an incredible live record release thing. And it's insane how, you know, this is gonna, I mean, obviously there's a lot of negative, like really dire effects of this, but there's also going to be this kind of, I guess, like, curve where people are going to be learning all these different ways that we can make content at the end, and like, and we can stay in contact with each other. And
yeah,
you know, when all of this dies out, or, you know, comes to an end, then maybe we'll just, be a little bit, have a little bit more, skills at our disposal.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's forcing people to get creative about what they're doing with their bands. I mean, for Code Orange, like, they did, well, a couple of things. One, it sucks, dude. Like they were about to, they just released a record. They were going out on a headlining tour. Like I feel for them so bad. Like, and two, the way that they were able to put that together in that short of a time frame is what is unbelievable, because I mean, they turned that whole thing around fairly quickly. I want to say in a couple of days, because I believe their record release show was scheduled to be like March 13th or something, or 14th maybe. And, you know, I think that was just around the time that people were started taking this thing seriously.
Yeah.
And yeah, they, I can't believe how fast they turned that around. So it's one of those things where it's cool to make the best of it. But I, at the end of the day, I feel really bad for people who had like a lot of stuff going on, whether it's a spring tour or in the case of Code Orange, like releasing a new record. So
yeah,
it's tough.
It's crazy times, man. How are you, like staying sane, like staying, busy and keeping your mind like on things? Is there ways, are you like deep diving into any like TV shows, or like watching some movies, doing some reading?
Yeah, I'm doing like all of that, man. I mean, honestly, like I'm like kind of like living my best life. I mean, my regular life is like crazy busy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of enjoying like being at home. Like,
sure.
Number one, I have an, like, I'm here with my wife. So like that automatically gives you a little more sanity. I think if I was solely quarantined by myself, like I feel for all my friends that are just like at home, kind of completely with no one to talk to. Exercise is the other thing.
Yeah.
I've been like really trying to stay regimented with like being psychotic about doing a million push-ups and stuff like that, but also running. Cause I can't go to like my usual, you know, kickboxing gym and stuff. That's completely gone. So
yeah,
really staying in shape and sort of burning off like physical and mental steam. And then, you know, like even I've always been, sort of trying to be, a practitioner of meditation for the past couple of years. So keeping that going as well. And so all those things together, it's just like, you have to force yourself, because it's so easy to sleep till 10:30 every day and hang out in your, you know, in your pajamas and watch TV. So I'm pretty like mentally focused person. So
nice.
I feel like an okay job of like keeping some semblance of like sanity, basically.
Oh man, it sounds like you have it down, man. And you're in this for the long haul. Let's hope that it isn't a long haul, but it sounds like you have it like, you know, pretty regimented. That's cool, man. And I'll get there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, take some of those tips. I mean, working out has been a saving grace, like whatever it is, just working on that. And then like it's like simple stuff too. Like get up in the morning and take a shower, like put on clothes, like change out of your pajamas. Like it's little things like that.
Make your bed.
100%. Yeah. It's like the Jocko Willing thing, right? Like make your bed in the morning. Like you've completed one task. Like, yeah, I'm a believer in that, because it's definitely easy to just fall into like, you know, just like a kind of a rut. I mean, not to mention like where we are, just seeing things on the news every single day of New York getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. and seeing the death toll sort of double every day, it has an effect on everybody's mental health here, like unquestionably. Yeah. And so, not to like beat a dead horse, but going back to like the group chat thing, like I think that helps everybody stay in communication and just kind of be like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like something even simple as that, just sort of that human face-to-face interaction of being like, we're kind of all in this together.
And, you know, you do have a good point, man. And it's very intense and overwhelming, to have that news, cycle and kind of like that, feedback cycle can be, very overwhelming. But let's just start here. Like what are looking on the positive side of things, like what are three or four things that you're like super grateful for today?
I'm grateful for, my family, my wife and my dog who's sitting right next to me over here. First and foremost, I'm thankful that everyone in my family seems to be relatively healthy and that everyone has made smart decisions around like social distancing. And, you know, I had to miss my dad's 75th birthday, which sucked so bad, but he's sort of someone who is not a candidate for getting this virus. So, well, I'm thankful for having a job and entering there. I have a lot of friends in the service industry furloughed. And so I've never been more thankful to have sort of like a boring office job in my entire life, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. That's a good point, man. And like having like something stable and having something normal is a positive thing. Something that you can do, from home. Certainly a positive thing. Kind of breaking up here, but we'll continue on. What is one album that could help you or help someone else if they're feeling anxious, stressed, overwhelmed? Do you have any suggestions, like an album you can go to? It doesn't have to be hardcore, metal, punk, or anything. Just an album that helps you cope with that stuff.
Oh, man. What a great question. All right. One sort of like the first thing that comes to mind to me and an album that means a lot to me, is Caution by Hot Water Music.
Oh, yeah.
That's an album that I listened to at like a really, bad point in my life that like helped me out a lot. And I drew a lot from like the emotion in that record. So that's like one of the first ones that comes to mind. The other one is, I would say, Life of a Spectator by Silent Majority. That's like sort of a classic Long Island hardcore band. And that was always sort of indicative of like this, I don't want to say this time, but like going into spring, summer, sort of like the quintessential album that you listen to with your windows rolled down.
Yeah.
And so like listening to something like that, like it's funny because in New York right now, it's like the weather's been kind of cold. Mm-hmm. And so on.
But yeah, so Silent Majority and Hot Water Music, sorry if it cut off there, but those are those are some great choices, man. And I might have to revisit that Silent Majority. If you were to let's take a look at this, like a sociological perspective, we're getting kind of deep here, but, how do you think this is going to affect us, socially and all of us, at the end of this, you know, given that there hopefully is an end to this, as there will be, how is this going to affect our mental or even a positive? How do you think this will affect, society?
Wow. What a question. So I potentially, because of where I am pretty pessimistic on this whole thing. I don't suspect things to gain a sense of normalcy, like my personal opinion, until like the fall. I can't imagine people really returning to work in masks before July. I think where I'm going to be home, I think most people are going to be out of work for several months, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's going to be a matter of two things. Number one, sort of the way that that the virus can come back and sort of rear its head again, because for some of the historical viruses, there have been sort of like gets better in the summer and then gets worse again in the winter. So my opinion is honestly that until there is like a vaccine or like a really like properly working drug, it's going to be pretty weird for a while. I'm very concerned about live music or live anything of gatherings. Yeah. And I think people are going to be sketched out, dude. I really do. So I'm not convinced there will be any semblance of normalcy until there is a sort of medical angle from the whole thing, whether the virus putters out on its own, which I think happened with like SARS or fixes this.
You have a worst case scenario way of looking at it, but at the same time, like, you are in kind of what I would consider like kind of the United States epicenter. And it's interesting because I'm in Washington State, which is also a epicenter.
By the way, I want to be dead wrong. Like, I would love to be completely wrong about this. I would love to be back at work, you know, by the end of May and like have this thing go away. It just doesn't seem like that to me. So again, I want to be dead wrong.
I was curious because let's shift topics here and talk about something that, you know, people are getting, people probably listen to the Daily, the New York Times podcast. People probably been watching CNN a lot. And you know, people probably don't tune into an interview with Incendiary and the guy from Metal Shop to hear us, you know, be total bummers. But at the same time, we do have to reflect on the current times. And I do like to talk to someone who seems to be pretty damn intelligent and also is in a band that has some pretty insightful lyrics. So I did want to, you know, at least touch on a few things there.
Sure. But, I appreciate the kind words.
Absolutely, man. I'm curious about, so I've been seeing a lot of people, we have a lot of time on our hands, and people posting on their Instagram, like the March Madness, and they have the brackets with the New York hardcore bands.
Yep.
What are your, okay, so everyone knows the big four of thrash, like Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth. What are your big four of New York hardcore?
Ooh, great question. I'm going Cro-Mags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Sick of It All. I'm going to say Judge. And for number four, I'm going to say Indecision because personally, in my life, that them and the Cro-Mags are the ones that had the largest impact on me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a nice little list. Yeah. Judge, Cro-Mags, Indecision, and Sick of It All.
Nice, dude. That's a good big four. And let's continue on with the idea of four, and this doesn't have to be hardcore or punk or anything really, of any kind of limitations, but Brendan, what are four albums that changed your life for the better?
Oh, wow. Strife, In This Defiance. Strife was sort of the first quote unquote big or non-local band, if you will, that that in terms of hardcore that I heard and I was just completely blown away. So I'll say Strife, In This Defiance. There's a band from Long Island called The Backup Plan. Sort of like fast punk, almost like kind of like Shook Ones, actually from your neck of the woods in Washington. Yeah. Shook Ones was like an old melodic hardcore band, kind of that style. They were just, you know, right place, right time. Growing up, that band was hugely influential on me. Let me think of what else. There's something else too. I'm actually sort of like a big, I'm a big fan of sort of like the late 90s, early 2000s emo scene. So like Promise Ring, Braid, Texas Is the Reason, all of that. There was a compilation CD called Nowcore, N-O-W Core, that I was given probably when I was like early high school. And that like made me fall in love with sort of the Get Up Kids, your Promise Ring, your Captain Jazz, all that stuff. So that was a hugely influential record in my life. Let me think of what else. And then, I would have to say The Offspring Smash. That album, when I heard that in middle school, and like growing up playing the drums, like that was like the punk record that I think so many people my age like heard, either that or Dookie, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, this is so sick, right? And I think Smash is the biggest selling independent album ever.
I think you're right.
I want to say that. That had like a profound, like sixth grade Brendan that like was, that completely blew me away. So probably those four off the top of my head.
Awesome, man. And those are some pivotal records. The Backup Plan, obviously, I'm going to have to kind of do a little digging on that.
For sure, yeah. That's LIHC, Deep Cut.
Nice, dude. Well, I'm curious, and if you don't want to go into it because it's too embarrassing, feel free not to divulge this information, but you've played a lot of shows. Have there ever been any like ridiculous, embarrassing, or cringeworthy moments that have happened to you on stage?
Embarrassing moments to happen to me personally?
Yeah, on stage.
I mean, yeah, sure. Well, I've fallen and slipped, which I feel like every hardcore frontman probably has.
Yeah.
I've played a couple shows with like completely blown out voice. So like, okay, I couldn't even speak. So like, I remember one show, like our bass player had to like do all of the like banter, like, "Hey, thanks for coming. We're incendiary. How's it going?" Because I literally couldn't talk. I could only scream. And even that sounded completely terrible. So that was not my finest hour. And yeah, I would say slipping and falling on my ass, and blowing out my voice are probably the two most common ones. Or just like having some crazy unkept scream when I'm just losing my mind like a lunatic that probably doesn't sound cool, but I'm not really trying. So I'm just losing my mind.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Well, I'm sorry to make you reflect on those times.
I'm an open book, baby. You can ask me anything.
All right. Awesome, man. Well, what are you most looking forward to when we're out of this, whether it be the fall or a couple months, or what's something that you're really looking forward to doing?
Yeah. I mean, from a music perspective, like, I just feel like the first couple shows, tours back, are going to have this like incredible energy to them, because yeah, I feel like everyone is going to be so thankful for what they had, and sort of this made every single human being on this planet, you know, sort of nostalgic for 2 months ago, let's mm-hmm. say. Right. And
yeah,
I think those first couple live shows back, everyone is just going to be like, wow, this feels good. I'm looking for Premier League Soccer to come back. That season got yeah, completely destroyed. I'm hoping the New York Giants season, although maybe it's good if the Giants season gets messed up too, because they're awful. But yeah, I would just say like the first show back, both playing and honestly, dude, as like a concert goer, as a fan, getting some sports back, which I just feel like is just like a proxy for normalcy in normal life. Yeah. And then the first sort of like just out party with my friends, like in person, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely what I'm looking for. I guess all that is sort of like human interaction.
I'm excited to watch WWE and it not be awkward, because the empty arena shows are so strange.
Oh dude, it's so brutal. Brutal. Yeah.
WrestleMania 36 in front of no one.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insane.
I would be remiss to ask, I gotta ask, man, what's things looking like with Incendiary? Can we expect an album in the next couple of years, and in a year, or are you guys working on anything?
Yeah, I mean, well, we had a decent amount of stuff coming up in the early summer, which, I mean, the chances of it happening seem slim to none at this mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
So I think the one saving grace for all musicians right now is that it's giving unprecedented time to write. Wow. So I think that without being sort of like cryptic and cagey, like I think that this has presented us with like a glowing opportunity to think about, you know, new material. And so I don't know what that looks like at all, but I think we want to do something else in some way, shape, or form. I just don't know what that looks like.
Well, you have plenty of time to get on Zoom chat or get on group chat about it, and you know.
Yep, we totally do.
Brendan, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
No, it's great to see and talk to you again, man. I want to thank everybody that has been like so supportive of us over the last couple of years. Particularly, it's just been a really fun ride with a lot of great positivity. Seeing everyone sort of like tag us on social media in things that are like making them happy, right? And like saying yeah, like, "It's great to listen to this during my workout." Like, I love seeing that. I think that's so rad. It makes me positive. both for Incendiary fans and just for any band that like you're using music as your outlet to get through these times, because that is what I've done my entire life. And I just like, I just think it's super cool. So I hope everyone hangs in there and stays positive and keeps a positive mental attitude and stays focused, because this really will have, you know, eventually get back to some semblance of normalcy, no matter how long it takes. I know I sort of had a negative sort of attitude about it, or pessimistic rather, but this will pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.